That sounds good. Let it roll, Gary. Puts me in the mood for a little honky-tonky. Hey, do-do. We're at a party, actually broadcasting live. We're celebrating Henry Wickenburg's 200th birthday up in the town of Wickenburg, and they've got events scheduled all day long. They're going to present the key to the town to Henry Wickenburg's descendants who have flown in from Germany to be here for this event. That's kind of cool.
It is. We met Martina?
Martina, yes.
Last night. Very lovely German woman.
Adventurer, just like her great-grandpa.
She is here by herself. She rented a car, drove to Tucson, stopped by the pavilions and checked out the Butterfly Museum, spent some days in Wickenburg by herself, and she's just loving it.
Yeah. They've got events scheduled all day long. There's period events for the kids and games, just like they would have played back in the 1860s and 1870s. There's going to be a Henry Wickenburg look-alike contest at 3 o'clock. We'll be here through the end of the broadcast at the very least. But especially enjoyed the visit to Vulture City Mine last night. I missed the fact that it was open again, for one, and that it was as productive as it was, $200 million. And that was back in the 1800s when $200 million was a lot of money.
Well, and just the restoration of the Vulture Mine City, Rod Pratt has put in quite a bit of money himself to restore this wonderful gem. And, you know, we had him on in March, and he explained it, and it sounded great, and he even saw pictures. But being on site was pretty amazing, just all that he has done. And when you look at the before and after pictures, that's some construction.
If you've got a Wickenburg story or something to add to the conversation, we'd welcome your phone call at 1-888-767-4348. This is historically and traditionally our outdoor living segment, where we have a plant expert to answer your calls and questions about trimming and landscaping and fertilizing and watering and winter lawn transitions. But we don't today. The closest thing we have to a landscaping expert is Jennifer, because at least when she plants something, it usually grows. If you call and ask me a landscaping question, I will have one of two answers. It will either involve a flamethrower or a chainsaw. So if you've got a landscaping dilemma or a problem you'd like addressed with a flamethrower or a chainsaw, call in now, 1-888-767-4348. I am not an expert at many things, but I am an expert at flamethrower and chainsaws.
I'll vouch for that.
Okay, back to the Hassayampa River Preserve that we were at yesterday. It's amazing, the bird count there.
Yeah, 280 plus.
280 plus. And what surprised me, it shouldn't have, but what surprised me, is that they're still discovering new varieties and species of birds.
Well, I asked Jessica how that happens, and she said, you know, birds get blown off course, or, you know, different things happen with weather events where they end up with birds that wouldn't normally have been there before. We noticed on the registry, too, how many people come from so very far.
Yesterday.
Yeah, just yesterday was Switzerland and
Pennsylvania, West Virginia. There wasn't anyone from Arizona,
right?
Except us.
Well, it was early yet.
Minnesota was another one. So we would encourage the Arizonans, you know, as Jennifer and I go around the state and discover these in-state gems and jewels, to bring them to your attention, put them on your bucket list. The Hassayampa Preserve has a beautiful little 3-mile hiking trail. Jennifer and I walked it actually on our 25th wedding anniversary back in 2003. And I spied my first pied-billed grebe on the lake. And then we walked up to Likes Lookout, and we watched a pair of bantail hawks for 45 minutes or an hour. It was absolutely gorgeous. It's a beautiful setting. It's a stretch of the Hassayampa River that comes to the surface. It Hassayampa River generally is underground the entire length, but it does flow for a 3 to 5 mile section right there south of Wickenburg. And that's where this natural lake and preserve, and where else could you go to find out of the malaria outbreak in Wickenburg, but right here at Rosie on the House? I had never heard that story before.
That was news to me, too. And even at the preserve, the building there is one of the founders, Frederick Brill, I believe. And he actually knew Henry Wickenburg. And Brill's heart was more about ranching, so he planted trees. There's still plants. I think she said there's still fig trees. And apples maybe still on the property. And so, you know, they all kind of work together. But they actually came from the same country and end up in Wickenburg, Arizona. Isn't that crazy? You know, and besides that, when we came for our anniversary, since then, just in the last 3 years, they've changed ownership. The preserve.
Okay, yes, they have.
So now Maricopa County government owns it, the Parks and Recs department. And Jessica, who we visited with, she's the park supervisor now, and she has been there since the transition from the Nature Conservancy to Maricopa. So they've done some improvements. The whole entrance is marked with this beautiful fence, and they've got nice restroom areas. They've got sitting areas. You can tour the little office, which is the original Brill home.
It's 700 acres, and it's now a part of the bigger Vulture Mountain Recreation Area, which is thousands of acres. So it kind of, Maricopa County Park System just kind of incorporated the whole thing into that. So
they've put a lot of love in it. But, you know, the people of the Nature Conservancy need to be thanked. You know, Jessica was talking about all the things that piece of property had been, including a mobile home park and including someone bought it with the intent of subdividing and putting luxury homes there. So what a nice setting that would be, but how nice that we can all share it.
Yeah, it's incredible to me that a developer could go in there in the 60s and put a dam on the Hassayampa River to create a lake to put in a custom home subdivision. You know what it would take to build that dam today?
No idea.
Years and years and years.
From a permit standpoint?
Gosh. Mercy, mercy. Everybody downstream that has claims to that water would throw a fit. So it's just interesting what you could and couldn't get away with in the good old days.
I'm not sure those are so good, after all.
But the Nature Conservancy did save it for all of us to enjoy and appreciate, and we'd encourage you to get there. We'd also encourage you, the Hassayampa River Preserve is like a regular stop for Jennifer and I as we come to and from Wickenburg. But come to Wickenburg, come to learn all of its unique, I mean, just the Caballeros Museum.
Desert Caballeros Museum, the artwork there is phenomenal, very Western flavor, all genres of art. Special displays. They have an annual show as well. And then they have a living history museum set up downstairs.
And as you come through Wickenburg, as you cross the Hassayampa Bridge, go through the first turnaround, and come on into town, virtually the first right you can take will bring you to one of the iconic historic restaurants in Wickenburg, Anita's Cucina. And it's thanks to Miss Anita, actually Mrs. Hunt, that now owns the restaurant, that we've got web service. I want to thank Chisholm from Grand Avenue Broadband, who was up here yesterday trying to figure it out for several hours. And finally, we just went and knocked on Miss Anita's door and said, you're running internet here to your televisions. Could we steal that tomorrow morning?
We did it Cajun style. We got a wire coming up over the front, out the front door, over the building to the back parking lot. We're standing here next to the community stage where we're getting ready to set up all the talks and entertainment for the day.
They are. And, I mean, the crowd is beginning to show up, so it's a hoot. Now, at 9 o'clock, we're going to have a special guest, a repeat guest. Many of you have heard on the show before. Historian, architect from Arizona by the name of Don Ryden. And we thought while we're here in Wickenburg, it would be a perfect time to bring Don into the conversation, and we could talk about what is ranch house, what is ranch style house, which is so typical of what you see right here in this part of the state. It's going to be a fabulous conversation. We encourage you to stay tuned for that. And then we've got the blog where we're talking about holiday kitchen fire disasters.
Mm-hmm. 10 o'clock we'll have Fire Chief retired from Green Valley, Tom Louie. He's going to come on and talk about how to prevent kitchen fires, you know, so that from just don't want them to happen in the first place, what happened if they do happen, what should your course of action be, and then some tools. He's listed two or three things there that we can purchase to help, you know, capture a fire before it gets started.
That'll be coming up at 10 o'clock as well as Dr. Patricia Olson.
Yes, Dr. Patricia Olson is an architect, and she's an expert on Henry Wickenburg's homes that we talked about earlier in the 7 o'clock hour, all the different homes that he lived in. So we thought that'd be good, kind of tie in as well.
So we'll be here enjoying the festivities. It looks like the Color Guard is getting ready to post colors over here. The parade is going to be starting at 10 o'clock, or the parade procession, and it ends right here at the stage, and there'll be a couple state representatives, and as we said, the descendant of Henry Wickenburg, who's flown in from Germany, she'll be in the procession as well, presented with the town keys. Then they've got events for everybody all day long, as well as a kind of a band and dancing party this evening. 6 to 10, it's free admission dance with the Outlaw Brothers Band, barbecue, and raffle. I wonder what they're going to do for our 200th birthday.
Lots of purple and gold I'm seeing. A little jazz band.
Henry Wickenburg, very interesting. And what we didn't cover on air was his demise, which is really a completely standalone, interesting story all in of itself that we were told offline. We don't have time to cover it right now, but we might when we get right back. If y'all would like to join the conversation, we'd welcome the phone call at 1-888-767-4348. That's the one phone number that you use throughout the state of Arizona to reach our call center. Our call center this morning is being manned by Lance the Hunk Kunkel, and he'll get your name and where in the state you're calling from, what you'd like to talk about. Sweet Jennifer usually mans that call booth, but she's out here with me in Wickenburg. We'll take your call, 1-888-767-4348. And I have a question, a true or false question. If you've been listening all morning, you know Henry Wickenburg discovered the Vulture Mine, which in its day created $200 million worth of gold and silver ore. And the reason the town of Wickenburg was founded, because it was the closest consistent water supply to the mine. For what? To float his supplies down to Phoenix? Or for the steamship paddle wheels to come up the Haciempa and deliver food and supplies to Henry Wickenburg? That's true or false? 1-888-767-4348.